from the point of view of the secretariat, I like well, I think the first proposal that was suggested by Mariter maybe actually it's already included. We have the in chapter 1 in 1.4 reference to chapter 12 and annex 11, and pretty much we informed that that the practices are set out in that chapter and in annex 11. So immediately on the outset in this code we have this information. We have also identified now, not in the footnote, but in the sentence, that this applies only to containers in international transport. And I don't think that we need to really remind each time about chapter 12 and annex 11, because otherwise we should do exactly the same for dangerous goods and for other matters. So pretty much the reason for which we included 1.4 is to draw the attention of that matter. So I believe not only we don't need to remind that there is chapter 12 and annex 11, because that's already mentioned, but also we should, as said before, remove all the footnotes reminding about container in international transport, because this is also already clarified right at the beginning. So the context is already provided, and within that context, the rest should be read exactly applying that that understanding. So the secretariat proposal is we keep 1.4 as it is, further up, with the mention that anything about the responsibilities and the practices are set out in chapter 12 and annex 11, and we have also the mention there about the that applies to containers in international transport, and we delete all the footnotes that reminds about it or other clauses that again repeat the same content, the same meaning. And if to that, I hope you also agree that the secretary will not do it right away, because it's sort of difficult just to do it on the laptop. But I will take a due note of it, and that will be fixed possibly after the meeting.